From the English News Desk, I'm Irene Lagan. Pope Benedict XVI today received letters of credence from Iraq's new ambassador to the Holy See, Habab Muhammad Radi Ali al-Seder. Chris Altieri reports.
In remarks to the ambassador, Pope Benedict praised and congratulated the Iraqi people on their recent elections, saying that on the 7th of March of this year, the people of Iraq gave a clear sign to the world that they wish to see an end to violence and that they have chosen the path of democracy through which they aspire to live in harmony with one another within a just, pluralist, and inclusive society. The Pope promised that the Holy See will continue to provide whatever assistance it can so that Iraq may assume its rightful place as a leading nation in the region, with much to contribute to the international community. The Holy Father also addressed the question of stability, saying the new government will need to give priority to measures designed to improve security for all sectors of the population, particularly the various minorities. Speaking specifically to the plight of Christians in Iraq, Pope Benedict noted that although they are a small minority of the country's population, they have a valuable contribution to make to its reconstruction and economic recovery through their educational and healthcare apostolates. While their engagement in humanitarian projects provides much-needed assistance in building up society. If they are to play their full part, however, said Pope Benedict, Iraqi Christians need to know that it is safe for them to remain in or return to their homes, and they need assurances that their properties will be restored to them and their rights upheld. In conclusion, Pope Benedict said it is his earnest hope that Iraq will emerge from the difficult experiences of the past decade as a model of tolerance and cooperation among Muslims, Christians, and others in the service of those most in need. I'm Chris Altieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.